AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. President Obama says the situation in Afghanistan is not improving, so he's agreed to keep nearly 10,000 American troops there through next year and 5,500 when he leaves office in 2017. The mission remains training Afghan forces and working on counterterrorism.
Afghanistan is a key piece of the network of counterterrorism partnerships that we need from South Asia to Africa to deal more broadly with terrorist threats quickly and prevent attacks against our homeland.
The AP Sagar Magani tells us the decision comes after military leaders had urged the president for months to keep more troops there.
The top U.S. commander in Afghanistan recently gave the president a range of force options. A defense official says the president approved keeping the highest number of troops requested with the most flexibility.
The decision means continuing the American deployment in Afghanistan will now be up to the next president. Americans who receive Social Security benefits will not be getting a cost of living increase next year.
Gas prices are about a dollar lower than they were a year ago. That is the main reason there won't be a benefit increase. It is the third time that's happened since 2010. Prior to that, there had always been an increase since the COLAs were instituted in 1975. 60 million Social Security recipients won't see anything extra in their checks. The same holds for disabled veterans, federal retirees, and people who get supplemental security income.
That's the AP's Jerry Bodlander. Secretary of State Kerry is condemning recent terrorist attacks on Israeli civilians. He says there's no justification for violence. He plans to visit the Middle East next week. Kia has announced it will recall more than 419,000 SUVs in the U.S. and Canada because the transmission can be shifted out of park when the driver's foot isn't on the brake. The recall covers Sorentos from the 2011 through 2013 model years. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow's up 88 points. This is AP Radio News. Former House Speaker Dennis Hastert is expected to plead guilty in a federal hush money case. His lawyer says a plea agreement should be completed by Monday. Hastert is linked to allegations of sexual misconduct from decades ago. A South African court has announced former Olympic athlete Oscar Pistorius can complete his manslaughter sentence under house arrest with some conditions.
He should continue with psychotherapy, and in addition to that, he should be regulated in terms of the Section 103 of the Firearms Control Act, which prohibits the handling of guns.
Pistorius was convicted in the killing of his girlfriend and has served a year of his sentence in prison. This winter's El Nino is going to bring wet weather to much of the country, but not necessarily a lot of snow. Forecasters see a milder, warmer winter north of the Mason-Dixon line, and for all of California, Nevada, Texas and the Deep South are forecast to be cold. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.